You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Morgan Springer. Last night, hundreds of protesters gathered in downtown Kalkaska. Two groups stood on either side of 131 near the National Trout Memorial. The protest is over Facebook posts made by Kalkaska Village President Jeff Seeding. In the posts, Seeding refers to Islam as, quote, flesh-eating bacteria and calls for the bombing of Muslim cities. On one side of the street are people opposing the posts. They're holding signs that say things like, love not hate, and hate has no place here. Michael Henriette from Kalkaska is there, but he's holding a broom, sweeping.
Why do you got the broom?
Well, the broom, they suggested on Facebook that we try to clean up the mess that we voted into office.
That mess to clean up, he says, is Seeding, and some protesters are calling for the village president's resignation. Now, on the other side of the street are the counter-protesters in support of Seeding and his right to free speech.
You don't have to agree with it, you don't have to like it, but he can say what he wants.
Steve Ordway is one of the organizers of the counter-protest.
No, I don't agree with a lot of what he said, but, you know, my thing is he has the right to say it, like it or not.
As I'm interviewing people, my producer Dan Wanchura comes and grabs me.
Yeah, there's some confrontation going on.
Okay. They cross the street, they're yelling at these guys. These guys are pro Muslim. Our guys with the guns, they're the anti.
See, she does not give a f what I have to say, but she's for free speech. Right? Are you for free speech, girl?
Okay, so you're sitting over there.
This type of yelling keeps happening. As people give up or get sick of it, other people step in and take over. Of course, some people are not yelling. They're having conversations. Either way, the police are standing nearby watching the whole time.
You don't.
Oh, hey,
No aggression.
Everyone needs to calm down.
Because we all know
there's a lot of guns here, and there's people on both sides of the street carrying them. There's a group called Redneck Revolt carrying a sign in support of Muslims. They have rifles strapped to their back, and they say they're here to protect the no hate protesters from the counter protesters.
USA!
At this point, everyone is chanting on both sides of the street. And this is symbolic, right? Because there's actually a lot both sides agree on. I didn't talk to anyone on either side of the street who said they agreed with what Seeding posted. No one said kill all Muslims or bomb Muslim cities. And most people on both sides of the street said they agreed Seeding has the right to say what he thinks, even if they don't like it. Some people with differing viewpoints talked to each other and began to realize this.
It's almost like we're saying the same thing.
Yeah,
it's social media.
Are.
They believe in their guns. They believe in the right free speech. And they like America.
Going for social media, what? None of us would even be on these sidewalks.
But if we were more composed to present our
Most
side.
Most of us are.
Well, what we're going to see tonight.
You're hearing the ones that aren't.
No, I'm
and
seeing,
that's what
I'm
it,
seeing them. And I don't,
yes,
you know, I love Kalkaska. And I agree.
That's Sam Fall, Tom Steiner, and Tammy Kuhn talking. They end up wondering why the protest is happening if they mostly agree. After about an hour and a half, things wind down. People go home. No one gets hurt. Dan Wanchura helped produce this piece. I'm Morgan Springer, and you're listening to Weekend Edition here on Interlochen Public Radio.